Thank you so much, and thank you so much for your sponsorship on the stage. It's great to see y'all out. It's going to be an absolutely glorious weekend for Jazz Fest. This is becoming my favorite weekend of the year, and this year is going to be no exception. We have some incredible music. We've got new stages. We've got a lot for you to do this weekend. And it's going to kick off here in just a little bit with some of the best music that we're going to ever have at a Jazz Fest. I'm so excited about tonight's performances. But thank you all for coming out. Thank you all for coming out and supporting Jazz Fest. To be able to put this on, this event, and have it continue to be free is very special, but it only happens because people are very, very generous. Our funders that help support it, great companies like Securium, organizations like AARP, everybody that comes out and contributes. I suspect there might be a bucket passed around later on. If you can throw in whatever you can, it goes a long ways to making it possible for us to continue to put this on. As I've said before, if you've ever heard me speak at one of these events, you know that I love what's happening in St. Paul right now. I love what's happening in Lower Town. We've got a lot of great things going. But at the end of the day, the best thing that we have going for us is our heart and our soul, our artists, and our music. And so tonight we are going to celebrate some incredible music. Tonight we have the royalty of jazz in the United States of America. We have a member of one of the greatest jazz families that has ever put a horn to their lips or put some music out in front of people. We're so excited. Our guest here tonight, you've seen him before. He's been here. A few years ago after he played, he went down to the artist corner, and at about 2:05, he looked over at me and he says, "Why are you still here?" And I said, "Because you keep on playing, and I am not leaving until you are done playing." So ladies and gentlemen, it is my great honor to introduce to you, and I want you to give it up for Delphio Marsalis.
Thank you. Yeah, you're right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we're delighted that you have chosen to spend part of your evening with us, and it is our hope and expectation to prepare you for the remainder of your evening, whatever that may entail and until what hour. Let's give it up for Mr. John Weber on the piano. In the house, Mr. Creighton Peterson on the stand-up bass. Great room. And the Cuban maestro of the percussion and drums, Mr. Francisco Mela. We started off with a good old good one from my hometown of New Orleans, from the Louis Armstrong songbook, The Tin Roof Blues. We're going to allow Mr. Mela now to give us a little bit of his, tell us a little bit about his hometown with a little bit of Duke Ellington's Caravan by way of Juan Tesol. Thank you. Well, you know, this whole social media thing, I'm always being harassed by individuals who tell me, look, man, you've got to send us, you got to have videos and photos of the show. And I try to inform them that it's very difficult when I'm actually playing to do this. So I'd like anybody out here, if you guys take any video, any kind of photos, and you want to send it to me, would you please just email it to me? I'll buy Facebook is fine, so that I can have these people stop harassing me. We're going to now feature Mr. Graydon Peterson. Here we go on one of my favorite songs. I've adapted it to my global warming suite. I came here a few years back. I was in Minneapolis in maybe March, and it was close to 70 degrees. I was like, okay, this thing is for real. So here we go with the suite includes, of course, songs like Summertime, Autumn in New York. This here is The Autumn Leaves. Thank you.
Thank you.
base. Here's a tune from the pen of the great Richard Rodgers, Lorenz Hart. This is entitled My Romance.
Stone. Here's a love song of sorts. You know, most of these love songs, I guess, finally she had enough. She had packed her bags and left. And he sits down at the piano and says, I'm going to write a song about it. These songs are always about lost love. This is about kind of secretive. It's called Speak Low When You Speak of Love.
Thank you. Thank you.
This tune we've heard for many years and only recently realized, it's a blues. It's a sing-along if you know the words and a hum-along if you don't. Thank you. Oh, can you tell me how to get on down to Sesame Street? Well, you know, it's a state of mind. You already didn't got there. Let's give a big hand for Mr. Douglas Heward. We had an opportunity to play down in New Orleans, so I asked him please to kindly come up and play on an original composition. He's never heard this before. He has no idea what it sounds like, but he's going to know what to do with it. It's a tune that I wrote, actually, part of a kid's musical, but this is actually my tribute coming from down south to the failed Confederacy. I said, you know, you got to give the Confederates credit. They had a good business model. And some of the big businesses still use the model. They just outsource the labor so they don't have to have deal with the headache. But I say, man, only in America can you perform an act of treason and rebel against the government, lose the battle, and still have large monuments erected in your honor and schools and streets named after you. So we're going to pay tribute now. I always tell folks when they say, man, you know, they come to New Orleans, they say, man, I love the food. And I say, well, you know, it didn't come from England, mate. They say, man, I love the music. I say, well, it's not the product of Australia. They say, man, the people are so warm and inviting and hospitable. I said, that's not the German way of doing things. I say, all of that comes straight out of Africa. We maintain as many of those traditions as we possibly can. So here we go. We sincerely hope that you do enjoy our rendition of Back to Africa. Thank you.
Weber, Jay Peterson, Francisco Vela,
thank you very much. We're going to invite up now a young man by the name of Solomon Parham on the trumpet. And I decided a while back that if you guys ever come to New Orleans, we have a big band, the Uptown Jazz Orchestra. We're there on Wednesday nights at a place called Snug Harbor. And we decided every night we would create our own song. Just spontaneously, we create the melody. It's a big challenge, but we like it. So we're going to put Mr. Parham to the task now. We're going to just make something up right here on the spot. Here's another song that's part of the similar suite, but this is about the creation of the United States of America. And of course, it starts with the native people who were here, and they lived off the land, and they had a very strong spiritual belief, and everything in nature was important to them, especially the trees, from which comes the bass. So we're gonna start it off with the native peoples. I guess a couple of weeks before Columbus showed up. And things changed forever. So when it came time to build up the country, of course, drums came from Africa. Thank you.
Francisco Mela. Graydon Peterson. John Weber. Your Philadelphia Marcellus, thank you very much. Thank you very much. We're going to... Thank you very much. We're going to play one more for you. Here's a tune from the pen of Edward Kennedy Duke Ellington, and it says it all. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that twang. Thank you.
Chris Hewitt, Francisca Mayla. Dr. Marcella, thank you very much. Have a good evening. Give it up for Delphine Marcellus.
I could not think of a better way to start off the 2016 Twin Cities Jazz Festival than that right there. We're going to be switching over for Joey Alexander. A couple quick things. I'm not necessarily going to be quick, but first of all, you'll notice some folks are going to start wandering around with boxes. While we do have a lot of great corporate support for this event, it's your individual contributions that also make it possible. It's a free event, but if you can donate, if it's $1, $5, or that spare $100 that's been burning a hole in your pocket, you can drop it in the box. And there are several of them wandering through the park. So if you see the donation box, anything that you can contribute towards the festival will be greatly appreciated. And of course, we want to thank ARP, our nearest main stage sponsor, for taking care of some of the responsibilities here. Also remind you during this break that we're selling... Oh, father and son, here we go. It just was Father's Day. And we'll let Delphine take it from here. All right.
Well, I got to the hotel and somebody, guy says, yeah, I'm going to pick up your dad. I was like, really? For what? He said, he's playing tomorrow, but he's coming in early tonight. So I didn't realize he was here. You know, that's how it is. You know, you have... family of boys, nobody knows what's going on. So I'm hoping that we will be able to coerce him into coming up and playing one song with me.
I was very fortunate. My dad just turned 81. A couple years ago, we recorded a CD entitled The Last Southern Gentleman, of which he certainly is one. That was Marcellus, y'all. I always say I never knew how good my mother's gumbo was till she stopped making it. So any chance I have to play with my father, I'm going to take the opportunity. Hope that you enjoy. Do you know what it means to Miss New Orleans? Thank you.
Be right there. Ellis and Delfeo Marsalis. That's worth a $5 bill in the box, I tell you right there. So as you looking to donate, man, oh man. Again, thanks to ARP, and I was just starting to mention about all the vendors and stuff that are going around. A lot of them are having giveaways and such. The folks right over here at Highway Federal Credit Union, they've got, and you can check out the design of this bracelet. It's a Michael Fronte guitar string that's been custom made into a bracelet. It'll be one from the show tomorrow, which is at the Kellogg State, or Saturday night, I should say. And if you register over there, you can do that. Now, the folks over here at Diamondback are giving away an $800 bicycle every day. So at the end of the day today, they'll be giving away a bike, and you can register for that giveaway over there. And again, a reminder that we are selling ice-cold Summit beer and sea glass wine, so definitely take advantage of that. We also, if you can't be here all weekend, remind you that the festival is being carried on Jazz 88 Radio, and we encourage you to always listen to Jazz 88 Radio wherever you go for the best traffic information and, of course, great coverage of the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. Now, if you don't have one of these, this is your roadmap to happiness right here. This is the Jazz Festival program, and we encourage you to pick one up. You'll find that this year's program has been designed a little bit differently, and it's great. You can look at the program by venue for each day or by time. For those of you who would like to try and see every band at the Jazz Festival, there's the rundown. I don't think it's possible, but you're more than welcome to try. For those of you that are maybe not wanting to hang around the park, you're going to find Chris Lomheim at the lobby bar at the St. Paul Hotel performing right now. You'll find the group.